in Psalms 85. Psalms 85. Blessed Heavenly Father, God, as I bow again this evening in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, thanking you, dear God, for the good days. Thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to come here tonight. Oh, God, above all, we thank you, dear Lord, that you're here. Thank you, dear God, that you're in the house. I thank you, dear God, that you've made yourself known tonight in this place. I want to thank you. Our Father, I pray that you'd help us. Dear God, I know that we can get help when you're here, in your power and in your presence. And God, they've sang about you and they've bragged on you and loved on you, and you've come by. I want to thank you. Dear Father, I pray that you'd help me to preach. Oh, dear God, that you'd move in this place. God, you've moved in the singing. I pray now you'd move in the Scripture. Move in the Spirit. Touch our hearts. Make it easy to preach. And we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you for all that you do, for we ask it in Christ's name. For his sake I pray. Amen. And amen. Psalms 85 and verse number 1. The Bible says, Lord, thou hast been faithful unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned from myself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation. Cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Verse number 6. The Bible says, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Now that's what we're singing about tonight, that thy people may do what? Rejoice in thee. When we don't have anything else to rejoice in, when you can't find nothing else to say hallelujah about, when you can't find nothing to say amen to, you can rejoice in him. I ministered in this phrase. Wilt thou not revive us again? I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes tonight. When revival comes. You said, well, what do you mean when revival comes? Well, It'll come. You said, well, what makes you so sure that it will come? Wilt thou not revive us again? The word again carries with the meaning that he's done it before. So if you do something again, you've done it before. If you have something again, you've had it before. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that we can have it. You'd say, well, preacher, why would we need revival? Well, it's simple. Because we are down. And if you said, well, preacher, I'm kind of down, that lets me know that sometime in your life that you've been high. That's exactly the reason why that we have to have revival, and that's the reason why that God said, I will do it again. To revive something or somebody is to say that they're in a worse condition than they have been because they need help. Now, I'm glad, thank God, that our God, in His mercy and grace, has rescued us from the enemy. Not only has He rescued us from the enemy, but thank God, He's restored their liberty. He restores our liberty. We forget sometimes about all the liberty that we have in the grace of God. And God has to come by and send revival. And thank God we get back to rejoicing again. The definition of revival, or revive. Revive, recall, revival, return, or recover from a state of neglect. Not that God has neglected us, but that we have neglected God. We are not neglected children. Oh no, no, no. He is a neglected father. But we say, you'll never blame him for being somebody that has neglected his children. I like that part about being a return or recall to activity. And they had this where I was reading, as the revival of a drowned person. And I got to thinking about that, Brother David. I got to thinking about how that the devil comes along sometime, pushes us in the creek. Or catch you standing by the bank too close, he'll push you in the river. Or he'll push you in the pool. But this thing about return or recall to activity as a drowned person, boy, I'm glad this quick is the devil will push you in the creek. The Holy Ghost will grab you by the hair of the head. Before you go down three times, he'll grab you by the hair of the head and he'll pull you out on something real good and solid. And he'll go to working on you. That devil has pushed me in the creek. He's pushed me in the river. He's pushed me in the pool. But it's never been that God wasn't right on time. And the Holy Ghost to drag me out on something solid. And go to working on me. And thank God it won't be just a little bit that I'd be having a rejoicing fit because he'd come by and rescued me and he'd put me back where I was active in what he has for us to do. some of you the devil has kicked you in the creek. But thank God, according to this word of God, the Holy Ghost will come by, drag you out, and he'll get you on something solid. And he'll talk some good life in you, and he'll get that out of you, and you can go on for the glory and honor of God. We hear this all over the country, I do. They'll say, well, we need revival. I say, okay. That's right. Where I go, Brother Ken, they'll say, we need revival. I said, I'm for it. Then you hear that bless God crowd. And they'll say, bless God. We need revival. I'll say, I'm for it. But that's as far as they ever go with it. They don't ever tell us how we can have it. They just said, bless God, you need revival is what you need. But they don't ever tell you how you can have it. But if God said, and God did say it, that you needed it, he'll tell you how you can get it and how you can have it. And in that chapter, he has done just that. In this Psalms 85, we have the recipe for revival. Thank God, I'm glad we do. You ladies, you have a recipe book at your house. Open the cabinet. And if you want to make something, you'll get that recipe book down. And you'll read in it and you'll go by it. In this chapter, we have the recipe. But in order to have a cake on the table when we leave tonight, you have to respond to the recipe. Don't do a bit of good to have it up in the cabinet. You'll still have to eat moon pie. But I'm saying to you, you can get that recipe book down and respond to that thing, and guess what? In this chapter, we have the results of revival. God said, you need it? Thank God, I'm glad he told us how that we can have it. Three things, I'm through. You said, all right, when revival comes, now listen. Number one, when revival comes, past blessings are remembered. When God brings Holy Ghost revival in the heart of a child of God, past blessings are remembered. Now watch your Bible. Verse number one. Now watch it. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. It sounds like that thou hast done something for them. And when revival comes, that's the first thing you're going to remember. It says, well, thou hast saved me. Thou hast forgiven my sins. Thou hast supplied my needs. Thank God he has done everything for me. The first thing will happen, you'll remember what he's done for you back down the road somewhere. And past blessings will be remembered that. And thank God it does. Alright? You said, okay, now. So revival's come and we are remembering past blessings. Okay, now let me show you what it's going to do for you when the past blessings are remembered. Verse number four. Turn us. You know what it'll do for you in your heart? When God sends revival in your heart, and you get to remember what God has done for you, I'll tell you exactly what it'll do. It'll turn you toward God. not sometime, not all the time, but every time, it'll turn you toward your God when you get to thinking about what all He's already done for you and got you to where you are tonight. And then there's a word involved in this. It is repentance. And turning is repentance. And we will repent because, God, we've been turned the other way a little while, and we will repent of that. And it will cause us to turn. And then, thank God, when sin is set aside, God's anger ceases. Oh, He's not mad. No, no. He's not mad at me. He's not mad at you. He's angry with sin. And when sin is repented of and returned, His anger ceases. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that God's not angry with us tonight. He just gets angry with sin. Now, Brother Ken was talking tonight about our sins. And thank God, I'm glad that they are gone. Verse number 2. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered what? All their sin. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that they are covered. They are gone. Are we bad about saying this? And it's all right to say it. Said, well, God has forgotten my sin. No. He hasn't. And there's a good song about I'm forgiven and God's forgotten. That's good. But He hadn't forgot. He's forgiven. He's covered all our sins, but He hadn't forgot. You said, well, why? Why don't He forget? I'll tell you why. Anybody that forgets anything and something can happen and remind them, there's a lot of things that I forgot way back down the road, but somebody can say something, do something, and remind me of 500 things back down the road. Well, if God had forgot, we'd remind Him every morning. Hello? We'd get up every morning, and when we open our eyes, we remind God that we see it. We hadn't forgot. But I put up things, and when I put it up, honey, I forgot it. When I get ready to use it, I have to go back to Walmart, buy another one, because I don't remember what I've done with it. Somebody said the other day, said, preacher, can I tell you something? You won't tell it. I said, honey, you can tell me anything you want to tell me. Give me 5 minutes, and I won't tell nobody. Because I can't remember it. But God, thank God, I'm glad that God didn't forget him, and you can't remind him of them. No, He didn't forget him. You say, well, what did He do? He chose not to remember. God, that's better than God forgetting any day, because the choice of God settles it. And He chose not to remember. Hebrews 10:17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad He chose not to remember. Amen. Jeremiah 31:34, and I will remember their sin no more. He didn't forget. He chose not to remember. So, you said, so you can't remind him. Why? Because they are gone. When revival comes, past blessings are remembered that turn us. That's right, that turn us. Now, watch your Bible. Verse number 5 and verse number 2, verse 7. Number 2. When revival comes, present mercies are recognized. Now, verse number 5. Wilt thou be angry with us forever, Wilt thou draw out thy anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in us? Now watch. Rejoice in thee. Now watch 7. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. When revival comes, present mercies are recognized. Have you recognized any of the mercy of God today? Yeah. Thank God I've recognized the present mercy of God today. When I made it through the day, when I got up this morning, first thing was that I was recognizing the present mercies of God today. When you was able to go about today, the first thing that you should have recognized was the present mercy of God. Because that's the reason why that we're able to be here tonight, is because of the present mercies of God. Now, we remember the past blessings that turn us, but then the present mercies that we recognize will tune us. Sometime we get turned wrong. Sometime we get tuned wrong. Now, the word was repentance. Now, this brings us to the word request. Sometime you're going to want to make a request to God. But you'll have to recognize His present mercies in order to get your request through. Say that you're going down the highway in your automobile and you turn the radio on and you're trying to pick up a certain station because you know they're playing something on there that would help you. If you could just tune it in. If you could just tune it in, it would help you. But you can just hear just a little. Most of what you're picking up is static. Now, God is the high tower. Tower's still up. Signals is still going out. But you can't pick it up. All you getting is static on your radio. You said, well, what's the problem? Well, it could be distance. Could be, I don't know, but it could be distance. It could be you're too far from the tower. You've got too much distance between you and the tower to pick up what you really need to help you. Amen. Oh, it could be distance. Hello? Well, and it could be debris. Could be debris. You know what debris is? Junk piles. They may be too much junk between where you are and the power, and you can't pick it up. Amen. But you know down in your heart, oh God, if I could hear that. Yes, I've been wanting to hear that. Yes. God, if I could hear that. But you're too far off. And there's too much debris. There's too much junk. You said, well, what have I got to do? You got to get some distance behind you. You got to get past some debris. You got to get some junk behind you. Tower's still up. Well, and it could be direction. It could be that you're going in the wrong direction. And the static gets louder and louder. But this is what we do. We're going down the interstate. And we flip the radio on, and if we could share that, it would be such a help. But all we got is static, and we look over in the other lane at that other car. And when you speed up, he speeds up. You slow down, he slows down. You said, he is messing up my radio. Oh, it's never, the problem is never in our car. Oh, it's never in our car. It's that idiot that's driving along beside us over there. Before he's going on, before he gets back, he's messing up my radio. I come to tell you tonight, he ain't in the car. Oh, no. If you look over there, he's doing like this on the steering wheel. He's got his off. He's in touch with a power. It ain't his problem. Oh, it's in our car. Yeah. Just because you can blow the horn don't mean you can drive the car. Hey! I know a lot of folks can sit in the driveway and blow the horn, but they can't drive. Now, you get some distance behind you. You get some debris behind you, and you get to going in the right direction. And you go across a few flat places, you go across a few hills, and in a minute, you'll top a hill. And what you need to hear so bad, towers still up, will come in loud and clear. You'll say, well, glory to God. All right? Now we're going to get to the request. It wouldn't have done you not one bit of good to try to call and make a request when you was way over yonder behind all that junk. Because if he had played it, you shouldn't have heard it. Hello? If he had played it, called your name and played it for you, you shouldn't have heard it. But my God, you've got some distance behind you. You've got some debris behind you. You've got the hill as soon as she's coming in plain. You pick up that stupid cell phone and think you got a signal. Every bar is full. And you call and you make a request and he sends it out especially for you. And she's coming in loud and clear. He said, what are you saying? You're tuned to ride. As you get turned right, then you get tuned in. Boy, I'd rather be tuned into the tower. Thank God when I need to hear from him, hallelujah, I can just make my request, and he'll say, I'm going to play that next. Yeah. I'm talking about when revival comes, you'll know when revival comes. Christ's blessings are remembered that turn us, and present mercies, thank God, they are recognized. I mean, now. That tune us. Now, let me give you this number. Verse number 8. When revival comes, peaceful hearts will rejoice. That's right, that we may rejoice again. Watch your Bible. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Now you're tuned in. You turn right, and you can get the signal. Power's still up. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. It'll make you want to go the right way. It'll make you want to go the way you're going when you get really turned. Now, peaceful hearts are rejoicing. Now, it's turned us, it's tuned us. Peaceful hearts are rejoicing that thrill us. Boy, I kept thinking, I said, why don't he shut up talking about thrill us? I'm thrilled, I'm thrilled. I said, he's going to keep on and he's going to steal my glory. He's wanting to be thrilled. Well, when you get revived, that's what you want to be. And that's what you are. That we, with peaceful hearts, that we are rejoicing that thrill us. You said, okay. Now,
says, what are we doing all this? And it thrills us. Well, we talked about repentance. We talked about request. Now let me show you something. When we get revived and it thrills us, verse number 10 through verse number 13, we are thrilled because of retelling the story. Now watch your Bible. Verse number 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and the land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. When you get thrilled about this thing of revival, I tell you what you'll do. You'll retell the old story. You'll be thrilled about retelling the story over and over again. And I'll tell you something else. You'll be thrilled over hearing it being retold over. And when we need revival, we'll get this away. Said, well, I'm going this morning, I'm going tonight, but I'm going to hear the same thing again. Said, I've heard that every Sunday. I've heard that every Sunday night. And said, oh, same thing over and over. Said, I can quote it word for word. But you've got turned.
Amen.
You've got tuned. And you've got thrilled.
Amen.
And then when you leave out, you said, I can't hardly wait to get down there. Just why said he's going to retell that story. Oh, he's going to retell that story again. But I want to hear it one more time. And I want to hear that old story told one more time. Thank God, I'm glad that God said, you can have revival. You can have revival. We can have revival. He said it. We can have it. And we're going to retell the story over and over again. When revival comes, hearts are comforted. When revival comes, hurts are cured. When revival comes, homes are changed. You can tell when revival comes. Boy, I thank God that we can have revival. Now, I want to show you this in a breath. Really what it was saying in our scripture. Verse number 4, it said, turn us. Verse number 5, it said, with us. Verse number 6, it said, revive us. Verse number 7, it said, show us. Thank God. And then it said, grant us. Verse 13, and it said, set us. You know what God wants to do? He wants to do something for all of us. We said, well, if God revived me, that's right. If just a few got revived, it would help a whole lot. But I tell you, it'll change everything. If all of us got, this is a us thing. This is a us thing. If all of us got revived. Not just one. Not just a few. Would it be a blessing? Just one. But what would be a real blessing if all of us. I preached this in South Carolina in a big old church. And I give the invitation. And I got through with my part of it. And the pastor standing up here by himself. His little wife got up. She sits about the second pew thing, and she got up and come up and walked up behind him. Never said a word. He got through and he said, did you want to say something? She said, yeah. I said, well, go ahead. I said, I just wanted you to know that I'm part of us. And said, you're not in this by yourself. The Holy Ghost fell in that place just like a blanket. Within 2 minutes, there's 250 people standing around the preacher and his wife. I'm going to be identified as one of us. Sometimes this place is lonely. This can be a lonely place. But when she obeyed God, that broke it. God honored it. Boy, I'm glad to be part of us. Now, here it is. You do with it what you want to. You know the reason why that we don't have revival? It's because we don't want it. God said, you can have it. And if you want it, you can have it. God turn us and change us and thrill us. For what? That we may rejoice in Him.